have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, can't nobody love me like he can. Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Rye Wright. I'm so excited we made it to another week to share the goodness of the Lord. He is anointed. He is strong. He is everything we need and more. Let me say that one more time. He is mighty. He is strong. He is everything. he's kept us from last week until today is a mighty, mighty blessing that we want to bless him and praise him for. Listen, I know he's done miraculous things for you. I know you said, well, maybe not so much. Yes, he's done miraculous things for you. Think about it. If you held your breath more than 5 or 10 minutes, most of us would not make it. But because he is our breath, we're here another week. For that, we give him praise. Perhaps you thought about maybe your bills were due and it didn't seem like they were paid, but yet God in his infinite love, grace, and mercy keeps making a way for you. For that, I give him praise. Listen, every day is a day of thanksgiving. I don't care how we look at it. I know there are things that go on in our lives, but every day is a day of thanksgiving. I just want to welcome you again to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wyright. I send a shout out to you, the listeners that are faithful to call in, listen in week after week. Perhaps you come in because there's a special guest. Maybe you just said, Lord, I need you, and come across this podcast. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for listening and for being concerned and being a part of the Just For You podcast. Oh, God, I'm so full on today. To our very own producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, God bless you for all that you do for each and every one of us on Elation Radio. We thank you and praise God for you. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., may God bless you for your love and support. I want to give the highest honor to our guest of honor each and every week, our Lord and Savior, Elder Brother Jesus, and our Abba Father, we give you praise for watching over us and for keeping us. If this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, listen, I am excited today that today's topic is So It Is. Again, today's topic is So It Is. Will you join with me in a word of prayer before we begin, that God's hand may be upon this podcast. Amen. Father God, Abba Father, we call on you right now, asking you to come in, to have your divine will and way, to lead, guide, and direct us. Give us strength. Give us peace. Give us joy. whatever the listeners are in need of on today, bless them as we share, so it is. Lord, we need you to have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. Let your glory fall. Hallelujah. As we share together, serve together, love on each other through this word, oh God. May this word stick to the bones of each and every person listening. May the spirit man be imparted to, and may they run on with this gospel that you may be pleased, that it falls on good ground, and that you are glorified. Forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Lord, we praise you and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So as we've been saying, this week's topic is So It Is. So It Is. I want you to know what a blessing it is to have the word of God when you're going through a situation. What a blessing it is to have the word of God to stand on, to read, to understand, and to be able to pronounce it at the time you need it. So on today, I wanted us to be mindful of the various things that we face and go through and have a word readily available. We want to talk about the souls of the Bible. That's right, the S-O's of the Bible. And I want you to get your Bibles, and if you're listening to the replay, we're going to thank God that you're listening, but by all means, get your Bible, your pens, your paper, whatever it is that you study with, to be able to grasp these words and let the word of God minister to your heart. We're going to begin with Proverbs 27 and 19. We need to understand, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects his heart. These are from the New International Version. Think about this. As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Isn't it something to think about? Ever stood over a pond, stood by the water, look into it, and the word says that our life reflects the heart. Just like we look into the pond. Isn't that powerful to know that God loves us so much, but we want to look the way God wants us to look. Psalm 42 and 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. Psalm 42 and 1. You ever heard the song, I'm running after you, I'm chasing after you? This reminds me of this scripture, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My Lord, Ezra 8 and 23. So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered prayer. This is one you need to keep close by you, Ezra 8. In 23, so we fasted and petitioned our God, and he answered our prayer. John 13:13, You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. I can run on that one. The word of God says in John 13:13 again, you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. And that was Jesus talking to the disciples. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Romans 5:21, so that just as sin reigneth in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness, hallelujah, to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Hebrews 13:6. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Stop right there. What can mere mortals do with me? Do you have confidence in the Lord? Do you know he is your helper? As we began today's podcast, we wanted to glorify God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, all that he will do, because he's our God, our Abba Father. It is who we believe in. He is our helper. No matter what we need help in, the Bible says he is our helper. The question is, will we allow him to help us? Will we trust him through every situation, that no matter what happens, how it happens, when it happens, he is God, cares enough to help us? Ever had your back against the wall, seemed like options were running out, and yet you didn't know what else to do? Perhaps you say, I called on the name of the Lord, but it just didn't seem like hope was on its way. Can I remind you, he's the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. Because he doesn't move when we walk into, doesn't mean he's not moving at all. It's usually in the quiet times that we feel like what is going on, that our angels are running to and fro to assist us, because the Lord is our help. Psalm 103:13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord passion on those who fear him. Don't listen to the enemy's lies to tell you at the most critical times of your life, when it feels as if the world is going in a chaotic way and that things in your spirit, man, are just still. The word of God says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The question is, do we fear him? Do we respect him? Do we reverence him to know he's a God of his word? Do we live in expectation that what he says he's going to do, that he will never lie to us, he will always perform his word according to his promise? Do we understand it is so? Psalm 103 and 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Why do we live in constant remembrance and fear of our sins once we trust him to forgive us? It's almost as if we heard the same that we're beating a dead heart. Sometimes in this life, give others, but never forgive yourself. So this scripture reminds us that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions for us. No need to carry it. No need to worry about it. No need to think that he hasn't heard your cry. He has heard you. He has forgiven you. Now you must forgive yourself. You must allow God to come in to heal you of the broken spots, take over your life, and do for you what needs to be done, even when it's what you don't want done for you. Okay? There are times we don't want God to do things for us, but it is necessary that he does. Our strength, our peace, our help comes from the Lord. And he does great and mighty things when we rest and we trust him. John 8 and 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I need to read that again. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Whom the Lord is free indeed. Never, ever hold yourself hostage to something or somebody that God has freed you from. That holding yourself hostage will take you on a journey that will allow you never to be free in your mind, in your relationships, in your heart. And he's allowing us to understand when you come to the body of Christ and you bring all of your sins and your burdens and you say, Lord, I need you. I want you. And you lay them down and you truly repent because you want a changed life. I need to remind you, you are made free then. No need to wonder about it. Guess about it. Did he love me? Did he accept me? Is he caring about me because of all the wrongs that I've done? The word of God says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. Acts 5 and 32. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Genesis 1 and 27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Psalm 90, 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain, hallelujah, a heart of wisdom. I don't know about you, but I want to be a wise servant of the Lord. I want to know as much about him as I can know. I want to study to show myself approved, that we may make the most of each and every day. When trouble comes upon you, when heaviness falls on you, when light switches up on you, you need to remember that we need to teach ourselves to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. What do you mean, Pastor Michelle? If you were aware that you had 3 to 5 days to live, I'm sure your thought process would be different than if you woke up thinking you have all the time in the world. It's something about us recognizing a timeline that brings us to a place of wisdom we didn't always understood we had. Why? Because it's something about the pressing that gives us the ability to be strengthened in a rough time. Listen, when trouble comes in and you don't know which way to turn, you are calling on the name of the Lord. But it seems like things grow worse, better than things getting better. It is at that moment that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, we acknowledge him. Then he shall direct our path. It's until we recognize he's ever seen, all knowing, cares about us, as the word of God. He has compassion on us when we go through. He won't leave us. Or forsake us. He won't be like mankind that will reject us and throw us away and make sure that we know that it's been done, that we can't have peace. Our God is a God of peace. He's a God of strength. He's a God of anointing. He's a God of everything we need and more. He will never, ever, ever forget about it. And he's showing us each and every day how important our lives are. This is why he said, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Romans 10 and 17. The word comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Christ. 2 Corinthians 1 and 5, for just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. See, we want to glorify, praise him, get the blessing, be blessed, always walking in joy. But the word is very clear. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ. What are the sufferings of Christ as believers. We talked about rejection. We talked about betrayal. We talked about the lies that were told on him. Come on. We talk about how he was mocked and scorned, pierced in his side, how they weighed him down with the cross and intentionally made a mockery of him. Do you ever feel like you're made a mockery because you stand for the name of Christ? Do you feel sometimes that as you do the will of your Father, there's always controversy? And in Jesus' case, they sought him out to be healed. Imagine being the disciples in those hours. Oh, we walked with him and talked with him and loved on him. But yet here it comes to a place you have to decide if you are truly with him or not. Do you know that's a parallel for the believer of today, that we must let our light so shine that others may glorify him? Our light so shine that others may see our good works and glorify him in heaven. Why is that important? Because people live in a dark world. We are the light. We carry Jesus on the inside of us. Therefore, as we live the life he gives us to live in him, someone is able to see what the word is all about. Do you want to live your life talking about how good God is all the time and no one receives that he is Lord? I made up my mind that he said in Romans, hallelujah, 10:9-10, that we are to believe in our heart and to confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Why? Because the world needs to know. He lives, he reigns, and we have our being in him. He's not a myth. It's not something we've just read about. I live him each and every day. As a believer, you live him each and every day. And when you lift up the name of Jesus, he will draw all men unto him. Have you lifted up the name of Jesus recently? Or do you just go along your day just saying it ain't nobody's business but mine? Do you call yourself a believer but nobody knows who you believe in? Is there something turning on the inside of you that when you feel the urge to tell somebody that he is Lord, that it comes up out of your mouth into the ears of those that can hear? Why is that important? Anybody can say, God knows my heart. Anybody can say, I believe. But what you believe needs to be known. You don't ever want to be around somebody and say, oh, yeah, I'm a believer. But if you yet are a little wise or believe that you need to go a little deeper, I would say, that's awesome. But can you tell me what you believe in? So oftentimes we walk with people and have no understanding of what they believe. We have no understanding of how they're operating because we fail to ask the question, what do you believe? And it's okay to have differences. In this world, there are denominations. We all say Jesus is our elder brother as believers in Christianity, in this life of Christ. However, there are differences among the body. Some believe you don't wear makeup. Some believe that you can't speak in tongues. Others believe that you can't pray out loud. Some believe that you exist as a Christian unless you go through certain merits to make you feel whole, that you are a part of the body of Christ. God knows the choices. But at the end of the day, it should be that the soul has it. It should be that the S-O has it at the end of the day. Isaiah 55:9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Listen, there are a lot of people who believe they can outthink God. They honestly believe that the God that created the universe is not wise enough to know what he's doing. He's not wise enough to handle their situation. Some people really believe they need to help him out. If he doesn't move quick enough for them, they need to help him out. If he doesn't do things in a manner they think it should be done, they want to help him out. Well, here's the danger of that. You have that much wisdom, and yet your dilemma and your problem is not solved. Perhaps you need to wait and give way to the Lord. Some people will carry that burden through their life for years on top of years on top of years because of their pride. Live so in a way that he can always access your heart, so he can get in to show you his way, that he can lead you in the right direction. He can stop you from things that mean you no good. He can protect you from the wiles of the devil as you yield your shield of faith. Why is that? Because faith, Hebrews 11:1, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's important. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For anyone who cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. When you look for something, do you just say, I looked over there, it's not there? Or do you take the time to say, wait a minute, I know I thought it was in this area. Let me move this so I can see if it's there. Let me look over here just in case it's not in that area. Let me keep moving in this direction, because the Bible says, if you seek, you shall find. And guess what? Because of biblical principles, and applying it to your situation, you may find it right away, or it may take you a few days. But the Bible says, if you seek, ye shall find, especially standing on the word of God. Isn't this good news? I wouldn't want it any other way. Hallelujah, than this word. I wouldn't want to live all my life believing in a God that everyone knows and says, oh, you cannot see. To believe at the end of your journey, there is yet no hope for you. the devil is a liar. John 4 says this, my Father's house has many mansions. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? I want you to know, when this life is over, when you fought every fight that you could be in because it was a fit fight and you already had victory, when you have done your very best, there is something when the human body lies down that rises us up again, that gives us eternal life, that we begin to live forever and ever in the Lord. We don't just live a short-term life then. We live forever eternally in the Lord. Are you facing things just for the moment, not realizing the longevity of what you go through will give you the victory for what it is? Do you recognize the heart of the task? The Bible said Job was the richest man in all the East. Yet Job went through trial after trial after trial. The people laughed at him. His wife turned on him. His children died. He lost his cattle. He was sick in his body. He went through trial after trial after trial, and God was with him. God was looking over Job, not to say, I punish you, but to bring Job. I need you to know today, the same God that was there for Job, the same God that delivered us all, the same God that created the heavens and the earth, is the same God who wants to deliver you, who wants to heal you, who wants to make you free. He's the same God. And the more you call on his name, the more you understand his ways are not like our ways. Well, why didn't you come? Big Mama wouldn't have died. Why? You know, Lazarus, they talked about how Lazarus had died. And had the nerve to clock our God, our Jesus, our elder brother. And why didn't you come when we called? Listen, let me tell you something. It's a dangerous thing to call and tell Jesus, why didn't you come when I called you? Do we not recognize he is about his Father's business? Have you ever lived in such a way that you are about your Father's business? People don't understand. Family may not understand. Churches may not understand. But you're standing on the word of God. As long as you are in position with the kingdom and the word, God backs up his word, just like he did Job. He never left Job out by himself. He was always with Job when Job cried, when Job was being mistreated. I want you to know, whatever it is you face, however you are facing it, he is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you as a believer. I just need you to know, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins and have not committed your life to him to live that you will have eternal life, I don't want you chancing this world and chancing this life, believing by some just thought in your mind, you just gonna shift over to eternal life. The Bible says you must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord. Listen, he loves us with an eternal love. He's gracious and kind to us. He's forever doing for us. because he knows he has for us. I can't explain why this happened or that happened in your life. What I can tell you is to hold on to an unchanging hand of our Abba Father. Hold on when it seems like you're sinking and you can't find your way up. Hold on when it seems like your hope is gone and you're dying and things around you aren't right. Hold on. He's listening. He's watching over his word. I want to share this in closing with you. When we say things like there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, do we believe that? Do we honestly put in our hearts and minds that there is no one like him? Can you imagine if Job didn't know he had a father that loved him when he saw everything lose in his life? He would have lost it all. But God allowed him to go through all of that and not only restore everything he lost, but he received double for his trouble. I will receive double for my trouble. You as a believer will receive double for your trouble. Stand strong as a good Christian soldier should. Keep your weapon of warfare with you. Keep a praise on your lips. Keep your shield of faith, your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your loins covered in truth, your feet covered in the preparation of the gospel. Keep yourself covered. Keep yourself covered that he may find you and be glorified. See, when everybody was looking for a great warrior, God had David in mind. The little dirty sheep boy, the one they probably wouldn't even thought about because he didn't fit the bill for them. Aren't you glad on today that the blood covers those that believe? The blood covers those that want him to be in their life. The blood covers and protects and still works on today for the believer. I don't know about you, but I can tell you concerning him, he's a God of his word. Not only does he keep his word, we can trust his word. We can trust him in the midnight hour. Yes, we can. We can trust him when we don't know what else to do. Why? Because he loves us. Because he cares. Because he's concerned. Because he's our God. Because he won't lie to us. He won't forget about us. He will not turn his back on us. Do you trust him on today? I understand. Sometimes it seems like all hope is gone. But he's yet living and yet giving us exactly what we need. He's yet showing us that he is our God. He is our God. And he won't forget about us. I pray, hallelujah, that all that you are going through, everything that you have faced, will lead you to a loving God that cares about you, will never turn his back on you, and that understands the need for you to be lifted up and cared for. He loves you. He cares about you. And he wants the very best for you. He wants the very best for you. So when you feel alone, when you feel all hope is gone, remember that he cares. The souls have it. We've read scripture after scripture after scripture to remind us of his love for us. Don't forget about him, because he won't forget about you. If you're in an in-between state and you say, oh, next week I'm going to give my life to the Lord, maybe going to service, and so not this week, maybe next week. Can I remind you, tomorrow is in promise. While the blood is still running through your veins and your heart and your mind says yes to the Lord, I want you to go ahead and receive him, that your place in eternity and eternal life is secured. I don't want you to have to guess it, wonder about it, or think. I want you to know. I want your children to know. Because so often we are so concerned about our living that we don't cover our children and have a conversation to know whether or not they understand. If they were to leave you today, would they have an eternal home? We need children to know. I encourage you to have these conversations with your family members, your loved ones, your friends, all that God would lay on your heart, that you can know that they believe, and what they believe is real in their hearts. I pray this week's exhortation is a blessing for you, that God will give you wisdom, he will give you strength, he will give you peace. He's a great God, and he never fails. Continue to look to the King, for whence cometh all your help, and all your help cometh from the Lord thy God. If this is your birthday month, the month of July, I want you to know we celebrate you. I want you to understand your birthday is important. Whether everybody tells you happy birthday or not, here at Just For You and Elation Radio celebrate you. Perhaps it's not your birthday. I want to send a shout out to my brothers. I have also one sister that birthdays are all in July. Go figure. I have a brother's birthday, Tommy, who's on July 3rd. And a brother, Antoine, whose birthday is July 4th, that recently passed. And a sister, Erica's birthday, who's coming up on July 31st. And I'm in December. But guess what? It's still good. If your birthday is in the month of July, celebrate. Enjoy yourself. Praise God for another year. And I know he's going to bless it real good. not only for birthdays, perhaps you got married, maybe there's a celebration of graduation, maybe you had a baby, bought a new home, bought a new car. Listen, it's important when you stand in faith. God bless you, Sister Nicole, woman of God, that believe God for your vehicle, and you have it now. We thank God for that. We celebrate with you. And listen, to those of you, whether your names are called or not, we want you to know we're celebrating you. Then there are the opposite times, when it's on the other end of the spectrum, where perhaps things are not going so well. Perhaps there's been a lot going on due to COVID. Maybe there's been some job loss, some kind of hardship. And then there's other times when our loved ones, family, and friends are facing affliction. We want you to know here is just for you. We are praying for you. We don't take it lightly to say that because we know what it means to be in dire need of a prayer. Who wants somebody saying, oh, yeah, I'll pray for you, and yet they never call your name for the Lord? We want you to know we know it's serious business, and we do pray for you, and we do lift you up, and we trust God that he will be with you, lead you, and guide you. We also know there are many times because of the hardships and the things that go on that needs arise. And when those needs come, you don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't have family we can turn to. Sometimes the money has just been tapped out. There are resources for you. I want you to keep in mind that there are resources for you. In the St. Louis area, we have United Way. You can reach them at United Way online for their services and call them. And if you're outside the St. Louis area, it will give you the information you will need. They will give you a number that you can call in the St. Louis area. We can dial 211, and they will connect with you and give you resources that you need. There is also the St. Patrick's Center. That's the St. Patrick's Center that also have resources that are valuable to assist the community. Some of those resources are only for St. Louis City residents, but we encourage you to contact them for more information. Then we have the Urban League St. Louis, that is ULSTL.com, that has over and resources that are available to you. You can reach them again at ULSTL.com. I also want to make you aware it is called the Grandpa or St. Louis County Library has an opportunity for seniors that have or need a tablet. And what you do is you go on their website, that's St. Louis County Library, and they will give you information on how you can apply for a tablet. This is in the mindset that we are trying to keep seniors connected. They don't always connect on the computer. They don't always connect. There are resources available to connect them through the internet to teach them about how to navigate. And this is a beautiful program that you want to connect with seniors that are eligible. If you go online under St. Louis County Library, they will give you the information that is necessary for the seniors to apply for this program. And listen, what a beauty it is. I have older seniors in my family that I've shared that with, as well as just to know most seniors don't go online. Then the opposite, watch out now. They get that not the laptop, but the tablet. Then they on your Facebook page, your Instagram. Listen, you might have to tell grandma, grandpa, or the older seniors of your life, hey, you might have to teach them how to chill a little bit, because they'll get so excited just knowing they have the opportunity to invoke in a world that is so new to them. So please contact St. Louis County Library for this information. Our Youth City alumni, Sharon Dady, is having a sit sub and social on July 16th, 2022 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can reach her on Facebook for more information. They will be giving out information about all kinds of resources they have. The fee includes appetizers, different things, custom items, and they are looking for you. It's going to be at the City Place event at 305 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. And you can contact them. Let me get this up again. Oh, there it is. At www.justvinylandcrafts.com. And they'll be able to assist you more with that. Also, we want to send a shout out to our very own Elations family, Pastor and Apostle. Let's say it again, Apostle, again, Angela. Whoop, 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 whoop. We just want to say God bless you on your 12th pastoral anniversary. We're super proud of you. May God bless you in the Chicagoland area, you and your husband, on this beautiful opportunity to be honored. May God bless you all. We're excited, excited. Our own bishop-elect, Elder Ernest Richards, hallelujah, will be appointed as a bishop, hallelujah, coming up on July 23rd. Would you send a shout-out and a congratulations to Elder Ernest Richards on his upcoming appointment to bishop? We are praying for you. We love you. We appreciate you. There is none like our God in you. Woo! We're so excited for you and Lady Richard to know our God is doing amazing things in your lives. We know that it is his hand that has kept you and is giving you all that you need and more. Hallelujah. He has done a marvelous thing. And he's gracious and he's kind. Hallelujah for what he's doing in your life. We celebrate you and thank God for you for all that he's doing, all that he promised in each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah. I know God cares. He cares about each and every one of us. He's concerned about the promise he made in our lives. He will not, hallelujah, forget about us. He will not turn his back on us. He will not. And again, we say congratulations to Pastor Apostle Angela Walker. God bless you. And listen, I want you to join us on Fridays at the club. That's Clubhouse with the very own Elation ladies. That will be on. We will be on Clubhouse at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we would love for you to join us. If you do not have the app, please by all means search for our page, which is From Ashes to Beauty, and you download the app. And we'll be glad to see you in the room. On Monday nights, you can be with us again. And that's with Pastor Donald and Michelle Wright for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. That's 8:30 on Mondays on Facebook Live. And again, if you'd like to contact me, you can reach me at on Facebook, I should say, under Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, White, W-R-I-G-H-T. And you can inbox me your prayer request, inbox me your community, and then I will be happy to read them for you. As always, we are super excited for you taking time out to join us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Thank you, thank you, thank you again to every listener, and thank you to our producer and our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and love to our Elation family. May God bless you until next time. This has been Pastor Michelle Wright. We're going to pray out because we know we can't do anything without prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to serve you. Thank you for your love, your goodness, and your grace. Thank you for your mercy that keeps us from day to day and allows us the opportunity to be who we are in you. Thank you for every blood-washed believer. Thank you for those that are coming into the body of Christ. Thank you for every Christian that's on assignment to bring the souls in. We say thank you, O God. Thank you for hearing our prayers, for healing the sick, for opening doors, for closing doors, for giving us strength, for doing all that you do, seen and unseen. Thank you for angels on assignment. Thank you that they are released and dispatched into our atmospheres to go and do what we say according to your word. Thank you that you don't forget about us. I ask that you continue to bless and cover my household. Bless my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Help us, oh God, as we serve you the more. Bless Elation Radio and Magazine. Bless our own visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson and her family and all the families that listen in from week to week. God bless them. Oh, God, we ask that you cover them, that you do something miraculous for them coming and sharing on this podcast. Have your divine will and way. Forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others, and we thank you in advance for every praise report. We thank you in advance for everything that is in motion by your goodness and your grace. That you be glory. Show up and show out in the mighty name of Jesus. Show us your glory, O God. We await on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining us until next time. And the Lord says the same. We'll see you here again on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Be your holy name, O God. We thank you for what you've done. Hallelujah. All righty then. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, bless God for our outro, hallelujah, with our very own visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We're ready when you are, hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Give me a heart that's tender like grass. Give me a heart.
able to stand in the toughest winter.